You're listening to the Carl Network.
Warning, listening to the creep-off might leave you triggered. This episode may contain murder, rape, laughing at murder and rape, ableism, Lenny Dykstra, serial keeters, smile-talking, fat-shaming, child abuse, drug abuse, pizza abuse, victim-blaming, and the state of Florida.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm gonna deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Hello, Detroit. You won my heart.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos! Welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps, by creeps, for you creeps. I'm your host, my name is Vinny, and joining me in studio, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. Look at that monster. It's Carl!
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jessica. That's going to be very rude of you. What is happening, Vinny Paulino? Good to see you, buddy.
I'm great, pal. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
If football season's back, and we tend to hijack the start of the show whenever this happens.
What a game for the Dolphins yesterday. That was a fun one. And I don't know if you checked the fantasy league that we're both in.
Oh, I'm losing hard.
But I have the most points so far this weekend. And thanks to Tyreek Hill for getting me 39 points, and of course Dallas's defense for running all over Stuttering John's New York Giants last night. Fantastic.
Well, we're both living our best lives, aren't we?
We sure are, buddy.
Okay. Well, Carl, it's another episode of The Creep Off. I'm excited to have you guys on here. This is the show that we talk about creeps, and we have a little bit of a competition.
We do.
Now, in order to award points, and the points are awarded by presentation, whoever did better last week in your votes, we have to hear the results from last week's poll. And to bring us those, it's our good pal, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, Jess.
How are you guys?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Jess?
I'm fantastic. The Eagles won against the Patriots yesterday, and my dad's not happy about it.
I love it.
My dad was at the game.
So. Oh, was he?
Your dad went to a Your dad's a Patriots fan?
Did your dad cheer when they brought Tom Brady at halftime?
Ugh. He cried.
Oh, he cried.
Oh, my God. He raised a Jeff Dunham fan, and he's crying
Tom Brady. We're looking for new review girls. If your dad's not a Patriots fan, you can apply.
If your dad isn't
a
pussy.
Raised, right. I'm an Eagles fan.
All right, good.
I don't know if that's right in your terms.
It is.
But in my
compared
family,
to the Patriots,
it's
yes.
Right.
It's 100% right.
Yes.
Good job.
There's no wrong when it comes to not picking the Patriots.
Yes. What's the good news you got for us today, Jessica? What's going on?
Well, the score was 163-106, and the winner was Vinny.
Listen, everybody wants to shoot people at their job, Carl. Everyone wants to do that.
Right.
Not everyone wants to have their asshole licked out by a dog at a public rest stop.
Not everyone gets to shoot up people at their job, though. That's going above and beyond.
That's true. It was a competition.
If I'm doing the review, I'm saying, look it, we gave you what you were supposed to do for your work duties, and you went above and beyond. That's worthy
of a
raise.
I forgot a vote last week. I would have voted for Amy Bishop, mainly because she's just terrible.
All right.
Whose team are you on?
She's on
neither.
The right team.
I've seen a lot of reports about Amy Bishop. She looks like Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
Yes.
Maybe you should have led with that, Carl.
Not an attractive lady. Thanks. Next time I'll consult with Jessica on how to present my creep.
She is not attractive.
So Vinny wins this week.
I forgot to vote this week. So that's
Vinny wins this week, which means the score is now 4-2, which means we are playing with game point right here. Vinny
Fuck
wins
yeah.
Today. I will have to spin the dreaded wheel of consequences. And I do want to hear, Jess, if there's any reviews or anything. But real quick, Vinny.
Yeah.
Because the football season is now officially underway. What did we decide as far as my consequence when I am going to the Dolphins game when they come to Orchard Park New York?
Are we haven't decided yet.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you. What's the deal?
All right.
Am I buying a Tua jersey?
I might even let you get away with wearing a Tyreek Hill jersey because I think that'll piss people off more.
All right. That's kind of fun. Was Tyreek Hill the guy who hit his kid with a switch?
No, that was Adrian Peterson.
Oh, what did Tyreek Hill do?
He slapped an old man in the back of the head accidentally while fighting at a marina.
Okay, that's fun too.
Yeah, I mean, elder abuse is always funny.
Yep.
So he's a jokester. So, Jess, what do you got for us?
The top one we have is I'm a fan of Chad said, this is a tough one. Carl brought a woman who won't shut the fuck up about the fact that she went to Harvard and Vinny's creep voted for Hillary Clinton. An excellent showing by both gentlemen, but I think I'll have to go with Carl on this one.
All right. That is a smart person right there, even though they are a fan of Chad. I don't know about that. So I think Vinny's being distracted by a dog in the studio right now.
No, I have to sign for something. I don't know.
Oh, is that what it is? I swear to God, it sounded like there was a dog running around the way that you were reacting.
Oh, no.
I guess we're the only people in the building right now.
No, there's us and this guy. Wonderful week, buddy. Thank you, brother. Have a good one. You too.
All right, say what you want about my studio. I've never once had to stop my podcast aside for something in the middle of a show. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it was a little different. Never happened. That's a new one to me, too.
That was weird.
God. Sorry, the people downstairs are just, they were so quiet.
Maybe I think I'm hearing a dog. Maybe it's on your end, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
It's me.
Okay.
I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The people in your fucking kitchen. Shut them up.
Yeah, they're knocking a lot.
All right.
I wish I could.
We'll see you later, Jess. Have a good
week.
Thanks,
Jess.
Oh, goodness.
You know what's the great thing about getting your kitchen remodeled is that it happens just like that. So I'm sure by next week, there'll be no more distractions or noise. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, good. They won't need to saw anything next week.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Cool. So I guess that means I'm on game point.
Yes.
I won, so I have to go first. In this week's category, in honor of our trip to the Motor City, we are going to be making our nominations for the biggest creep from Detroit.
Correct. Let's get it started.
Carl. I didn't have to look far. There's a certain Google word that I always like to use.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to reveal that?
There's always a certain word at Google I like to use.
Is it kid-toucher?
No. It's Detroit/cannibal.
Okay.
So here we go, kids. There's your warning.
All right, here we go.
Just about 4 years ago today, September 17th, 2019, around 1:30 a.m., the police were called to the Lake Village Apartments in Rochester Hills. Now, Carl, have you ever been to Rochester Hills?
I have not. I believe that's where Podcast Hitman resided, right? Or right around there.
It's right around. It's a suburb of Detroit. Yeah. Very nice area.
Sure.
It's a nice area. And in this apartment complex, this man heard two women fighting above him. So he called
Sounds
the police.
Hot.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah.
So
the divas.
When the police showed up, they knocked on the door and they could hear moaning and calling for help. Deputies entered through an unlocked door and reached the master bedroom where they found my creep today. And my creep today, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I better have it here. I'm going to be mad at myself. It's a lady.
Yeah, I knew that's
her
where
name
you were going with that.
Is Allison Weaver. And Allison Weaver was completely naked, covered in blood.
Ooh.
And an unnamed woman who has been unnamed through all of this, the police kept her
identity. My favorite type of woman, by the way.
Though she had a lot to say, though.
Oh, well, then
we just don't know her name.
Okay.
This other woman was naked, bleeding everywhere, laying on the floor in front of the bed.
So wait a second. When they thought they were going to be scissoring, did they actually bring scissors into this? Because that seems like they did it wrong.
No, Carl. It's way worse than that.
Okay.
See, when the police saw this, they literally walked in and were, because there's a lot of blood. And this woman was on the bed on all fours making animal noises.
Okay.
The cops had to try to catch her. And now she's covered in blood. And she's just fucking running around. Making dog noises.
So this isn't someone who got their period and forgot to bring a pad with them to the lesbo orgy? That's not what this was?
No. Once they captured and caught her down, she was sweet as could be, Allison Weaver. She said that they were having consensual sex.
Right.
And that they were
my
role-playing.
Second favorite kind of sex. It's up there. Top five.
You know what? I might be old-fashioned, but it's still my favorite.
Okay, fair enough.
Still my favorite. But
they calm this woman down. She's covered in blood. She's running around like an animal.
Yeah.
And she explains it's consensual sex and they're role playing. She is the wolf. And the half-dead woman on the floor is a vampire.
Wow. Listen, I know something about vampires. They don't die that easy. She'll be fine.
Well, when the police looked at her, they realized that her face has been, like, eaten and gnawed off.
That's what wolves will do, yeah.
Yeah.
Werewolves are scary.
Her ear is missing.
Yep.
Most of her cheek by her mouth is missing. And this woman has bite marks all over her body down to her vagina.
Can I just make a prediction? I haven't looked at this case. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Is crystal meth involved in any way, shape, or form?
No.
No. Surprise. All right. Keep going, then.
Now, no one knows what's going on because this woman was in shock. They're just going with the story that they were having consensual fucked up sex at the moment.
No, they're not going with the story. The one woman who's alive is going with that story.
Correct. Correct.
The other woman might have disagreed.
Well, it took a little while for her to come too, Carl. Now, let's watch a little video here. This is some news. And by the way, Carl, I'm showing this clip because this is some world-class victim blaming if I've ever heard one.
Sweet. I'm ready for it, buddy.
The more they learn, this is what they find out.
I'm standing outside Lake Village of Rochester Hills. It is a secure apartment complex. You can see there's a no trespassing sign. It's gated. If you're not supposed to be here, you're not supposed to be able to come here. But the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says it is who one resident invited in that led to trouble.
What you think was gonna happen when you go there? What you think was gonna happen if it's you wear? Going out half naked with your ass bare. Now you want an innocent to be in the electric chair. Give her the blame, give her the blame, give her the blame now. Give her the blame, give her the blame, give her the blame now. Give her the blame, give her the blame, give her the blame now. How did you not think that this was gonna happen?
Now, Carl, what
I love, by the way, I love that we have so many victim blaming songs that you and I both triggered different songs.
Yeah, I was
after that clip. I apologize for stepping on you there.
No problem. It's all good. I step on you all the time. We're totally good,
That's
pal.
That's true. And it hurts way more.
Yeah. I'm amazed you can still feel with those hoofs. So these people are completely shocked. They don't know what's going on. All they know is that this apartment complex is this other woman is not supposed to be there. And it turned out that was the case. This woman was friends with Allison Weaver, the psycho pussy monster dog lady.
And friends with benefits, I would say.
Well, no,
Carl. More than just friends.
Because when she came to the next day and she
she did come to.
Yes.
I thought you said she was dead.
No, almost dead.
Oh, okay. She was a vampire.
It took days before she came out of, like, woke up from how much blood she lost.
Okay.
And she explained that she had moved into her new apartment and invited her old neighbor to come over and hang out for the night. And they were drinking and watching movies. So they were just hanging out drinking. And Allison is just there for the evening. That's it.
Sure.
And
Netflix and chill.
Netflix. Well, no, Carl. Just there to watch movies and drink. The victim says, hey, listen, I'm going to go to bed. And Allison says, oh, thanks for having me over. Walks over, gives her a big hug, and then open mouth kisses her.
Okay. It's getting hot.
The victim here didn't go for that type of shenanigan.
Oh, come on.
That's what she claims. She says, hey, listen, I'm not into that. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Not for me.
Oh, bitch.
I'm going to go to bed. So she goes to bed, and around 1 o'clock in the morning, she woke up, and Allison was on her bed completely naked on all fours doing the dog act.
Yeah, Allison, let's go. Get it on. I feel like you play some Marvin Gaye or something right now. I feel like it's sexy time in this story.
So she says she was standing there on all fours giving me a really scary look. I said, Allison, what are you doing? She just kept giving me a look and her head kept going back and forth. And I said, what are you doing? Like this woman is petrified. Okay. She has no idea what's happening right now. And then she said she just lunged at me and started strangling me. As she's slipping in and out of consciousness, she says she knew she could recall that she was in danger, but she didn't really understand what was happening. And she says she could hear her whispering in her ear, Allison whispering, you have to die tonight.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. She begged, she says. I said, I'll do anything you want. And she laughed and said, it's too late. And then started making animal noises and strangling me and biting me all over my body.
This episode could be hard to listen to.
She said she saw her loved ones flash before her eyes. And this woman, I'm telling you, was on death's door with the amount of blood she lost just from bites from this woman.
So you're saying she wasn't into it. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Vinny?
100% okay. Saying she wasn't into it, Carl. Would you like to see a picture of her?
Yes. Before or after she was eaten alive.
This is the mugshot of Allison.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, who does she look like to you, Carl?
She looks like Tony Soprano's sister.
Dude, you see a little bukkake queen in there?
Oh, little BQ, sure.
You see a little bukkake queen in there?
Yeah, I can see that.
So this is what she looked like when she got her mugshot taken.
Okay.
And they cleaned her up.
her hair kind of looks like that guy who shot up the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of got that thing going for her,
too.
Oh,
yeah. She doesn't have a lot going for her other than the fact that she's a monster. But Carl, this poor woman, says the next thing she knows, she wakes up in the hospital and, you know, she was thrilled to be alive.
Sure.
Now, this thing went to court, right?
My favorite. I would imagine, yeah.
Well, her preliminary arraignment.
Okay.
Allison Weaver's argument as to why she should be let go on bail was quite wonderful and really terrifying.
She was really into it. They were role-playing,
yeah,
and she was doing a very good job.
No, she says, listen, just give me the GPS tether because I'm a single mom and I got to take care of my kid.
Oh, okay. So she thinks she's going to be let off with a warning?
Yeah.
All right, here's your slap by the wrist.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 18 months.
Yeah. Well, long story short, ladies and gentlemen, Allison Weaver, 10 to 15 years in prison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Poor Allison. I laughed really hard at the fact they were interviewing the news, those victim-blaming people.
Yeah.
Were interviewing residents of the apartment complex. I'll show you this. I pulled it, and it's funny. These people are so stuck up, Carl.
Pretty shocking. I think we were all kind of like, this is happening in this apartment complex. It's kind of a nicer one. It seemed like they got a little wild there.
It's a fucking apartment complex. It's not a gated community. This is the same thing that Senator Johnny calls his apartment complex a gated community. No, it just means you're in a shitty neighborhood.
Dude, I love the end of this. It sounds like they got a little wild over there, huh?
These fucking people are so impressed with themselves.
Hey, here's April Macy's,
you know,
sister.
You think when you pay $9.50 a month for a place, you'd be living with some good neighbors nearby.
$12.50 plus. Plus utilities.
I've never seen anything happen. This apartment complex is always really quiet. I've never even had noise problems with the neighbors, let alone someone getting attacked and bitten.
She's so happy to be on TV.
I love the news.
She's so happy to be on TV. What happened to my neighbor? Oh, she almost died. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm on TV.
Hi, Allison's lawyer. I don't know what to say to that. So that's my creep this week, Allison Weaver. She's gross and crazy.
I love it.
And she tried to chew someone's face off and almost killed them.
Before we go any further, I think we should get into some super chats.
Let's set them up.
Yay, super chats.
Alex McCono with $2 says, John has hotties on every coast.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, he does. He's pimping. Pimp on a blimp. Cream pie, 69, $5. Friendly reminder, butane diol 1-4 is legal in the USA. Also vote for the creepiest creep.
Oh, man. Did we just give out some type of weird, insane? Okay.
Probably.
Cool. Great.
Brock Ree with $5. Thanks for booking the Detroit show on a holiday, German boy.
What holiday is it?
Apparently it's like Rosh Hashanah or something. Can you still go to comedy shows at Rosh Hashanah? I don't know how that works. Hopefully you can.
If you're cool, you can.
Well, I would imagine. Dang Lizard coming in.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat. Dang Lizard is another hero supporting the show that would also help feed Carl's cat in Florida.
Dang Lizard, 10 euros. Vinny has no business talking about people's diet. Hashtag Vinny spinning the people's fat.
Motherfucker, I know diets.
He quits them all the time.
Yeah, man.
He's way up on that. Hey, it's our buddy Ray DeVito coming with $5. See you punks in Detroit. Go Browns. Can I just tell you, Joe Burrow is my QB on both of my fantasy teams, and I have to be a little bit nervous about that after what the Browns did to him. Holy shit.
How do you think I feel? I have Jamar Chase and fucking Joe Mixon.
Everyone got shut down in that offense. They could do nothing against the Browns. I think the Browns are the new steel curtain. What is going on over there? Congratulations, Ray, on the big win.
The Brown curtain. That, you know, the Cleveland Browns have what they call the pink blanket defense.
That's right, the pink blanket comforter. You can't get past it. Nimrod, 71, 20 bucks. Fuck yeah, I want a jingle. Well, that's not the right show, but you know what? I'll do it anyway. On this show, you give $25 or more, you will get a custom jingle. So Nimrob 71, look for that coming out in the mail soon.
Yeah, check your mailbox for your
custom jingle. I'm kidding, of course. Next time you super chat and we have that ready to go, we will hit your own custom jingle for your super chat. Thank you guys for the support. It is now my turn to present my creep and the creepiest creep in Detroit. I have a couple, a white trash couple, 27-year-old couple, just raising some children, as couples ought to do when they're in their 20s. Here's the news story on it.
Breaking news from Detroit, where two parents are charged with murdering their 5-year-old son and abusing their 3-year-old son. Our Jacqueline Francis joins us now live outside of the courthouse in downtown Detroit, where both just appeared in court. Jacqueline, there are some very disturbing details in this case.
Karen, incredibly disturbing. These parents are accused of repeatedly beating their children and exposing them to unthinkable living conditions. This here is a picture of 5-year-old Ethan Belcher. The young Detroit boy was killed over the weekend. Ethan's mom and stepdad are charged with murder, child abuse, and torture in his death. The couple, Shane Shelton and Valeria Hamilton, both 27, were arrested Sunday after Detroit police were called to the home on Detroit's east side. Hamilton's 3-year-old son was taken to the hospital after police found him with serious injuries as well. And as if this all wasn't hard enough to wrap your mind around, the aunt of the little boy who died tells me that she reported this abuse 1 year ago to authorities. An investigation was opened, but ultimately those kids ended up back at their home, and now she wants to know how this could have happened. We're going to hear from her coming up at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, the couple remains behind bars without bond.
This is a crazy case. You have Shane Robert Shelton, and he's living with his girlfriend and her kids. That's Valerie Lynn Hamilton. Prosecuting attorney Matthew Makepeace, yes, that's right, the attorney's name is Makepeace, told the court that Ethan had loop-shaped abrasions covering his body, indicating that he had been beaten with a cord-like object. The prosecutor also said the child had been suffering from gangrene on one of his toes, that the other children living in the house told investigators that Shelton, hear that, other children living in the house, told the investigators that Shelton and Hamilton regularly beat Ethan and his brother. They would also lock the two in the basement, which was rank with feces and sewage. They're living in a kind of shitty neighborhood in Detroit. Picture Syracuse.
Yeah, it sounds like it's their fault.
Yeah, it most certainly is. But they show the photo of this house. It looks like an abandoned house that they're living in with all these children. And so there's just sewage and feces all over in the basement, and they're just locking them down there. As Makepeace showed the court text messages between Shelton and Hamilton, one from Shelton saying, "Beat the dog shit out of that fucker," referring to one of the two boys.
Well, what'd he do?
Hamilton at one point allegedly wrote that she was going to slam their kids so hard their heads will pop off. So now we heard in that news story about Ethan's aunt. So this is Valerie's sister, Ashley Belcher. And she reported the abuse to CPS last year, but the boys remained with the parents following an investigation. At that time, she said he had over 100 cigarette burns on his body. She said that Ethan and his younger brother were abused numerous times in front of the other 5 children who lived in the home.
Well, when I was a kid, I didn't have any, so I don't know what they're complaining about.
Yeah, how did you get 100? I had 0.
Yeah, fucking.
So there's 7 children, and they're just abusing these two, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. So this is crazy. This is a quote from over a year ago when she reported this. She told authorities that he has over 100 cigarette burns on his body. He had frostbitten feet, and he was missing a toe that was never taken care of. This was reported to CPS. Ethan had bruises from head to toe. His head was all lumped up. I mean, his eye was almost split open. The bruises were so bad on his bottom, he couldn't even sit down.
To be fair, the father did say if they found the toe, they would have taken care of it.
Right.
But, you know, it was missing, so.
They weren't looking for it like it was John Wayne Bobbitt's
What
piece.
Am I supposed to dig through the sewage in the basement?
Good point.
Looking for one toe?
Good point.
Come on, CPS, get real.
So this crime, which went down, by the way, in January of this year, they still have not been prosecuted for this yet, but I'm sure they'll be facing a very harsh penalty for murdering their 5-year-old and torturing their 3-year-old and torturing both of them. So this was such a crazy case in Detroit that it's changing the way that they're handling the oversight of CPS. So the lawmakers are actually changing the laws and making it so that the state can't step in and stop FOIA requests and actually have to go in and see if they're following through with these investigations, because the aunt warned him over a year ago and they ended up murdering their kid. So that did not go well. The aunt is very outspoken about this. She's a little annoyed with Detroit and the state of Michigan.
Right, yeah, now. I would imagine.
Yeah.
But you know, Detroit did have some other issues going on.
Did they?
Yeah. Lots of murders.
There's a few murders, and apparently the big three have a whole strike on their hands right now with the UAW. So they're going to have some issues in Detroit. But you know what's going to be great in Detroit is you and me and Ray DeVito at the Magic Bag this Friday the 15th.
I'm not familiar with who that is.
He's the guy who just super chatted us.
Oh.
Which is why I included him in that.
Thanks for the super chat.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray DeVito.
Who's going to be at the comedy club this weekend?
Joe DeVito.
I know, and I was so bummed because I met Joe DeVito at Chrissy's wedding, and he was going to come over and do WATP. But I have to go out and be going to college football games and doing shows, so I'm going to miss it. A little bummed about that.
I am very excited. I'm going to have him on the Carlson cast probably tomorrow morning.
We're nice.
Going to record an episode.
Very cool. Well, tell him I said hi. Give him my regards.
Will do. Will do. So that's your creep, huh?
That is my creep, and you'd be crazy not to vote on thecreepoff.com for Carl and Shane Robert Shelton and Valerie Lynn Hamilton for murdering and torturing their children.
All right. Well, like Carl said, go to thecreepoff.com and make sure to register your vote. I would highly suggest you vote for the cannibal, but that's just me.
That is just me. He's the only one who thinks that.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's just a woman who got passionate. She got a little passionate.
By the way, if you do vote for me this week, which is the right thing to do, Carl will be spinning the wheel when we get back from Detroit at some point.
Yeah, we're not sure if we're doing the show Monday because you're not sure when you're going to get back.
My in-laws are coming into town that day.
Oh, say no more.
Yeah.
I mean, so you want to do an extended
episode?
So
I'll be here.
I was going to say, do you want to just like record all day?
24-hour long
IRL stream.
Yeah.
All right. I went on Uncle Rico show last night.
I saw a little bit of it. I said hello.
Yeah. I saw you in there. And then we went behind the paywall and we did another episode. I was on for like 4 hours with those guys last night. It was a marathon.
Wow.
Stuttering John's been up to a lot though. So
how's he
there was
doing?
A lot to talk about. How's he doing? Mm-hmm. He's in Vegas with his girlfriend and her kids, and he's posting photos of it, which seems like a bad idea, but what do I know? What do I know about posting stuff on the internet? Only a little bit more than Stuttering John. That's
he actually,
all.
Did you hear my phone ring in the middle of this?
No.
That was him.
Was it John?
Yeah.
Is he watching us right now?
I don't know.
What is he calling you about? Does he want to congratulate you on the big victory for the Dolphins? Does he need...
I hope so.
He needs someone to console him because of the Giants debacle. What is he looking for?
Well, I know he has Daniel Jones as his quarterback. I know he's not going to be too thrilled about that.
You know he does.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not going to be thrilled about that.
All right. So I do have a who are these creepos. Let's just hit these super chats real quick. A couple just came in because I want to talk to our buddy Lockie McDonald, who created our Wheel of Consequences. You can see right there behind Vinny Paulino.
Let's put it into action next week, everybody.
This guy is awesome. Hello, boys. Finally catching a live show. Vin, I didn't forget about you. I've been super busy. I'll get you those pictures ASAP.
Yeah.
Is he talking about CP? What kind of pictures are we talking
about
here?
How dare you?
Well, I mean, he's being very vague.
Something like that.
He's being purposely vague
about
these
pictures.
Well, I'll tell
you this. Do you know how he made us this wheel?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
He made a creep-off sign.
Ooh.
A really cool creep-off sign, and it's supposedly very, very cool. And he said he was going to send me some previews as he's working on it. And, yeah, that's all.
Awesome.
Not CP.
Love you, Lockie.
It's not CP.
I know.
It's definitely not
CP. I'm teasing! Lockie's a good guy. He does good work for the shows that he enjoys. And then we got Radish Diff with 25 euros. Well, that's pretty exciting. That deserves something, right?
Yay, super chats.
Radish Diff, seems silly enough. Get me one of those and please send it to William Lonely Esquire. Ah, Bill Lonely.
It's Bill Loney.
Bill Loney. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm pronouncing that Lonely. Bill Lonely.
Bill Rodri.
Kind of funnier. Okay, so Radish Diff is also requesting a personalized jingle. I hope someone's writing this down for me.
I will not. All not right. Even a little bit. So is it time for Who Are These Creepos?
Yeah, last week I took a week off, but we're going to get right back to it today.
Creepos.
This is the segment of the show where we break down other true crime podcasts because we want to make sure we're doing a good job. We want to make sure that we're the best true crime podcast out there outside of Sword and Scale. And so what I do is I regularly monitor the other true crime shows just to see, is someone better than us? Is someone doing a good job? We need to pay attention to this and improve on ourselves. And what I've learned is no, we are perfect in every single way. No one's doing a better job. And today's no exception. We have a show called True Crime in the 50.
Hey there, true crime fans. I'm Katie Accardo, and this is True Crime in the 50, a podcast where I take a look at the craziest, most disturbing, and realest crimes from each of the 50 states. We'll talk about the homicides, serial killers, disappearances, and frauds that rocked each and every state across this country.
I have two problems with that introduction. First off, Katie, she says, the craziest, most disturbing, and realest crimes? Does anyone ever explain a crime as the realest crime to you before? There's fake crimes, and then there's real crimes, and then there's the realist crimes.
Is it the realist crime the kind of crime that's committed like when you're in the right and you're keeping it real?
Is that what it is? Yeah,
I don't know. Like somebody parked in a handicapped space, so you like stab them in the neck.
Right. Yeah, that's the realist crime.
Yeah.
Guys, just keeping it real. What was that? Was that the Chappelle show? They had tales of keeping it real?
Yes, absolutely.
That's fucking great.
But keeping it real goes wrong.
Keeping it real goes wrong, yeah.
That's right.
The other thing she says in there is that they're going to be covering homicides, serial killers, disappearances, and frauds. Like, you got to build up. You can't build down.
Yeah, start with the frauds, stupid.
Yes, I know. Well, what are we talking about? Serial killers and people who are fraudulent in their actions? Okay.
This man has worn other men's faces on his head. And this guy robbed a bunch of old ladies.
Yeah.
He got her.
Took advantage of Social Security system.
Yeah, got them each to mail $2 in the mail.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Don LaPree. Every 2 weeks, the description of the show, every 2 weeks, I'll take a look at the most unbelievable murders, serial killers, and disappearances that took place in all 50 states from Alabama to Wyoming. If you love true crime and America, you won't want to miss this. Do you feel safe in your state? Okay. So this is the gimmick here. It's True Crime in the 50. What she's doing is she's going alphabetically through the states and telling a story of true crime from each state.
Didn't we do that kind of?
We've kind of done that. Not in alphabetical order or anything dumb like that. But we've chosen states as
category. State, city.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's dumb about this? Oh, there's a lot of things. I love this. She says, if you love America, you got to listen to the show. I'm like, well, this would probably be the opposite of somebody who loved America that they'd want to hear about great things that we've done. It's been a while, but, you know, you go back 100 years or so, there were some cool things we did. Dropping bombs on, not even 100 years ago, dropping bombs on Japan.
That was,
yeah,
man,
cool.
That shit's ruling the box, dude, office. We love reliving that.
That was the realest right there. We were keeping it fucking real when we were dropping the A-bombs over there. So the other thing here is,
that's fucked.
She says, do you feel safe in your state? I feel safe in my house, but Vinny, a mile north of where I live, I would not feel very safe. A state is a very large area, which has a lot of different towns and cities and rural areas. Like, what do you mean, do you feel safe in your state?
Yeah, no one in Indiana feels safe.
Right.
Because of Gary.
Because of Gary, which is possibly 500 miles north of where you live in Indiana.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. It's really stupid. I guess what I'm saying is the premise is not great. And it starts off. So the episode I listened to was Maine, the great state of Maine. And this is a fun way to start a true crime podcast, Vinny.
Our next state is Maine. And here are some fun facts about the great state of Maine. Maine is the 12th smallest state in the country.
Okay. She literally, for 5 minutes, goes through nonsense, trivial information about the state of Maine. I guess this is the part where if you love America, you'll love this show. Because you get to hear about
you
all
get a little bit
stuff.
Of history before we get to the rapes.
And it's not even history. And she says, she goes, it's the 11th smallest state and it'd be the same size as Portugal. And I'm like, is that landmass? Is that population? I don't even know what she's talking about. I have no idea. So I've never been to Maine. Have you ever been to Maine, Vinny?
You know that I haven't, Carl.
I don't know.
Okay, I haven't.
I've never been to Maine. But she does make a compelling argument on why we might want to at least visit, if not move there.
Many of you may not be shocked to find that Maine is the most Caucasian of the states. 94.4% of its residents are of European descent.
Sounds nice. Sounds pretty good.
Well, it sounds like a fair land.
It does.
Certainly does.
It sounds like America. It's a MAGA country. All right. And then this. Listen to this last fun fact. Remember, this goes on for 5 minutes. You're just saying all these ridiculous things that no one cares about.
And finally, to round out the very random fact category, Maine's marijuana sales doubled in the year 2002.
Hey.
So there you go.
So
everyone's high. Great.
Marijuana sales doubled in the year of 2002. And I went, what? Why would that be the case? And how would they know that? Because it's very difficult to understand how sales increase year over year when you're talking about an illegal substance like marijuana was in 2002.
I have a bigger question.
So I looked this up.
I have a bigger question.
Okay.
Why is that a fact that we need to read? The marijuana sales from 21 years ago.
Right. Like I said, totally random shit. But I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. So I looked it up. It was 2022. Because they started selling it legally in the state in 2020.
Oh, so
they were
dumb.
Actually able to measure sales from 2021 to 2022. And for some reason, it doubled. And this is an important part of the story. It's not. It's not at all.
Trista.
And this is the other thing she does. And a lot of true crime shows do this. And it really annoys the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can put links in the chat. Can you, Vinny? What are you trying to do over there? Now you're distracting me.
Oh, me? Nothing.
What are you up to over there? I see you trying to paste Patreon links.
Well, just wait.
Okay. All right. You back with me now, buddy?
I was with you the whole time.
Okay. All right. So one of the things that she does, and I think a lot of people do this, is they research a topic. And then when they're presenting it, you used to do this quite a bit on the show. They give you all these unimportant facts that nobody needs or cares about just because they researched it and they have it.
Trista lived in Portland, Maine, most of the time with Ayla. And Justin lived with his mother, Phoebe, and his sister, Alicia, in Waterville, some 75 miles away.
Oh, 75 miles.
Her delivery is atrocious. So this is the disappearance of Ayla Reynolds, a 20-month-old girl who disappeared back in 2010 in the state of Maine. Always fun to talk about a disappearance. That's
Are you sure
fun.
It wasn't 2020?
It could have been.
She's just wrong.
Seriously,
with the date again.
She's not good with dates, so who knows? Now, what you're hearing so far is she's written out a bunch of facts. She's researched a bunch of nonsense. She's reading it. Her delivery is atrocious. Finally, though, I want to present, she does have some commentary. Because that's the thing about being a true crime podcaster. You have to be an authority on the subject, offer your take on things.
Have a take, don't suck.
Yes! That's what makes it unique. That's why people might want to listen to your show and not just read about it on Wikipedia.
Justin would give some half-assed, made-up answer, like she was playing with the other kids, or that she had the bruises from a ball pit she was playing in at Chuck E. Cheese. First of all, what 20-month-old plays in those ball pits? Yeah, no, those are dangerous to older kids. I remember those used to hurt like hell. And 20 months old? No way.
Ew, you baby!
Vinny.
You baby! The Chuck E. Cheese balls hurt this woman?
The ball pit hurts like hell? Then why are children in it if it hurts like... It's not a torture device.
Ow!
It's a fun play thing. What is she talking about?
I was never threatened with the fucking ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese as a child.
What is she talking about with that? That is dumb. That's dumb nonsense right there.
She's dumb.
All right, well, I got good news for you.
Okay.
More commentary.
Trista documented all of these things and even sent a report to social services herself. But social services did nothing. Cool.
Is this Chris Hansen's sister? Like, listen to that delivery. Would you have a seat over there?
It's, by the way, this is her biting sarcasm that you can only expect from Katie Accardo. Just, yeah, and then social services did nothing. Cool. Real good social services.
Dunked on them.
I really have a theme going today, don't I? All right. We're going to get a peek behind the curtains here. Because what I like to do sometimes is I like to listen to a podcaster that explains what they're doing to create the podcast that you're hearing.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they explain it in real time, like in this example.
Justin and his girlfriend stayed in the partially finished basement where Justin had his sleeping quarters. I could have said room, but I thought sleeping quarters sounded more fun and old-timey.
Yeah, it sure does. Good choice there, Katie. You nailed it. She could have just said, "Yeah, that's where the room he slept in," but she's in sleeping quarters.
I don't care. I don't care.
Not even a little bit, Katie.
I thought it was interesting. I mean, I don't know. What do I know?
Oh, you thought that was interesting?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
No. When I heard that, I was like,
"That's fascinating. Please go on."
All right. So let's get more unnecessary details about this case. That's always good.
So Justin was on the phone with 911 reporting his daughter missing, and his phone died. 911 called him back at 8:56 a.m., and his phone died again. Justin called 911 back, "Man, is this a shit show or what?" and continued with the story about how he put Ayla down at 8 p.m. the night before. She was checked on at 10 p.m., and then at 9 a.m. that day, she was gone.
Okay, they got disconnected twice, whatever. He still called 911. They still had the conversation. What does that have to do with anything? What a shit show. This guy's phone got disconnected twice. They're in Maine, out close to the fucking cell tower.
The man was on top of a phone pole trying to make the calls.
What else do you want him to do? And then she gives us some serious teacher vibes here.
Instead, they gathered about 25 friends and family members to search the surrounding area, which unfortunately, as we learned from the fun facts earlier in the episode, if you were paying attention, is surrounded by forests and trees because, well, everything is evidently in that godforsaken state.
I hate that. If you were paying attention, you might remember I said 90% of the land is covered in forest?
She's fucking scolding us.
Yes.
While listening to her
talk. Yeah, no, I was paying attention. I just didn't give a fuck. I just don't care.
Do you think anybody was listening to this and went, "I'll try to do better"?
Oh, no, I got to pay more attention in the fun facts section. My bad, Katie. That's my fault. That's not me. I'll be a better listener next time. And then we get some more sarcasm, more biting sarcasm. Watch out for this.
In mid-January, Justin took a polygraph test about the disappearance of his daughter and passed, or as he put it, quote, smoked it. This guy is a class act, is he not?
I think she's being sarcastic there. I don't think she actually likes Justin saying he smoked his polygraph test.
Yeah, I feel like she's too cool for school with her little expressions.
Oh, you know, she's pretty hip. She knows the lingo. Now, this next clip I'm going to play for you, she's going to imply that Justin is guilty here. Now, the way she does this is very subtle. I don't know if you can pick up on it or not. I have a very keen ear for things like this. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts for a long time.
All right.
But I think what she's doing is very subtly implying Justin might be guilty of a crime here.
No one was sure where he had moved after he skipped town because, yeah, he skipped town. Innocent people do that a lot, you know. And when the process server finally did find him, Justin denied his identity. I guess if one denies one's identity, he or she cannot be served. Seems like a pretty easy way out to me, but whatever.
I don't think she's buying it. I think she's trying to say that this guy's actions make it seem like he's guilty of something.
I'd hate to try to get one over on her.
Seriously.
Because I feel like this woman cannot be fooled.
No.
She's on top of it.
She's going to be on top of it. So just a few more clips here because I found this pretty fascinating. Obviously, there's a missing toddler. And so everyone's out looking. And sometimes you got to bring the big guns in to figure these cases out.
Psychics weighed in on her disappearance and still nothing. It was as if Ayla Reynolds disappeared into thin air.
Wait. Psychics couldn't help? That's weird. Since when can't psychics help with a missing persons case?
Madam Ashtabula couldn't figure it out, everybody.
I mean, maybe she had the wrong tarot cards. They did look like an Uno deck. But still, you'd think she'd figure it out.
She didn't bring a Ouija board. She brought a game of Mousetrap with her and we got no answers.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun setting up. All right. This is what I hate about these types of cases for true crime shows. It's a very unsatisfying end.
11 years later, police continue to investigate the case and welcome tips from anyone who may have information.
Great.
If you do, please call 1-800-452-4664 or 207-624-7076. Or contact the Maine State Police Department anonymously on their website.
You don't need two phone numbers. You never need two phone numbers. Also, they've already talked to every single person involved in this thing that happened 11 years ago. Who the fuck would be listening to this show who would know something that someone hasn't already talked to about, the cops about this?
Oh, my God.
The fuck does she think is going to happen? Like, we're going to solve this case together, though, aren't we, guys? No! Why did you bring this up? It hasn't been solved.
It really is funny that you gave two phone numbers.
Well, there's two phone numbers you can call. Right. Try both of them.
Right.
Why? Just give me one.
If the first number is busy, please leave a message so
that
they know.
And then she explains to me that I can go to their website and find their email address. Yeah, no shit. I'm well aware of how the internet works. I have one more clip because I just found this to be fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
there is no satisfying ending to the show unless she ties a brick around her neck and throws herself off a bridge.
Well, she does like to do the credits. I guess that she's heard other podcasts and she hears it like they give all the credits at the end. Like a lot of the NPR shows will do this where it's like there's 15 people working on this podcast in order to get it all produced and put together.
True Crime in the 50 podcast is researched, written, and produced by me, Katie Accardo. Sound mixing and editing by me. Please check out our website, truecrimeinthe50podcast.com.
At least she says, look, this show is me. It's all me. I do everything. Check out our website. Well, who's our?
Me, myself, and I.
Yeah, it's just you. Now you're trying to make it seem like it's a bigger team. It's not. Wow. We know it's not a bigger team. It's just you. We get it.
And she's very proud of the job she's doing, too.
Obviously. I made that credits thing as a goof, I remember one time. Because I thought, do I still have that somewhere? I might. But
you're listening to The Creep Off. It is hosted by me!
I put it together years ago.
Who Are These Podcasts is a show for jerks. It's produced by Carl, with executive producer Carl and associate executive producer Carl. WATP social media is managed by Carl. The website is updated from time to time by Carl. The host of Who Are These Podcasts is Carl, and the co-host is whichever of Carl's friends responds to his late-night text.
What?
Special thanks to all the people who make this show happen in alphabetical order. Carl.
As before, producer Chris and editor Ed and a couple other people that helped me out on the show from time to time.
Yeah, what humble beginnings.
That woman literally just did that, I think, not as a goof.
Wow.
Just to go through the credits of the show. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say it. True Crime in the 50 fucking blows. This is the only True Crime podcast you should be watching and listening to, The Creep Off.
Agreed. Agreed. Carl, are you ready for some voicemails?
I am, buddy.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the city of Syracuse. Bruce Springsteen will be postponing a Syracuse concert this month. Fun fact, did you know the song Dancing in the Dark was written by Bruce as a suggestion after attending a Syracuse nightclub? See you in Syracuse.
I didn't hate it. It was a little bit of a reach, but I didn't hate it.
All right, all right. Good. So, by the way, everybody, if you were to visit our Patreon right now, and I did put a link there that you could follow, if you were to visit the Creep Off Patreon, there is a poll up where you could choose Carl's consequence.
Ah, okay, good. Yeah,
so I've been meaning to do that.
Let's
so
get
I want
people to vote, so we know what I have to do.
Yeah, because I'm leaving it up to you people. I really personally want him to drive to Gary, Indiana, but I would also love to find out what the fuck will happen to him wearing a Dolphins jersey in the Bills Stadium. And I'm accused of constantly wanting like sadistic shit to happen to Carl.
Yeah, by me. And I accuse you of that.
And,
yes.
And if I have to, you know, admit it, a little guilty. And I always feel bad. The second we start getting closer, I'm like, oh, I don't want to say anything bad happened to Carl.
Both of these are very dangerous scenarios for me, Vinny. Gary, Indiana, and going to a Bills game in a Dolphins jersey.
So in other words, the blood's on your hands now, everybody. Feel free. Okay. Visit patreon.com/thecreepoff and become a member when you're over there. We just put out a really great bonus episode the other day, Carl.
Can I just give you a little internet tip?
What's wrong?
Everything after the question mark is unnecessary in a URL. You have all your little trackers there for Google Analytics. You can take all that
yeah,
off.
Yeah, all I did was copy paste.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, pal.
Yep.
Thanks for pointing that out.
No problem, buddy.
God,
people love to be corrected live on the show. I know.
They especially love tips. By a fucking goblin.
They love tips.
There you go, everybody. I'll do it again. Here, let's try to see if it's better.
I mean, that's it's going to be the same thing, but yeah, that is better. Doesn't that just look better?
What a lesson I just learned.
What a lesson. Yeah, go and vote, and please let us know what you think I should do for my consequence.
Yeah.
Because the game is October 1st that I'll be going to in Buffalo.
R.I.P. Carl.
Vinny, it's Ronnie in Syracuse. Listen, what the hell happened to you, man? This last episode, you come out like a little whiny baby because you didn't win the week before.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible way to start off the show. Carl's got to come in and bring all the energy and bring everybody back up because you're all, I don't want to talk about it. Come on, Vinny. Sometimes Carl's going to win. That's how it goes. And I'll tell you what, Carl brought the creepiest college professor. No question about it. Cousin Ruse for life. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Thank you, Ronnie. Oh. I'm glad you're paying attention. Sometimes I have to bring all the fucking energy to the show.
Do you people not realize the reason why I was upset and being ridiculous was because everybody had the day off? It was Labor Day, and I was joking about how much it sucked to have to do a show that day.
No, you're
it wasn't
a mopey,
about losing.
You're
it wasn't
a mopey
about
little
losing.
Bitch. Text Tony John right now and say, "Me, Vinny Paulino, I'm the mopey little bitch on this show." Carl brings the energy.
Everybody, go vote for Gary. Make this motherfucker drive to Gary now.
Stop it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Vote for Gary. Fucking try to give him out. He's got to call me names.
I have a voicemail for us.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, this one's for the creep off. My question for Spinny Vinny is, if the pod god does pushes Carl off of the internet, will there be a Win Carl's Job contest? And if so, how do I enter? All right. I mean, I may not have the gay wood paneling, the gay pool table, the buck tee, the club foot, or Jenny Jingles, but... you know, I think I may be a good fit, so give me a call back. I look forward to the application. So, all right. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
A Win Carl's Job contest. What do you think, Vinny?
Why would I want that? Why would I want
that?
Well,
I think what he was saying was, you know, I was in this radio war not too long ago with a guy who hosts the Marijuana Happy Hour.
Oh, Johnny Cush.
Johnny Cush,
yeah. I love Johnny Cush. I listen all the time.
He was, everyone does. And he was concerned that maybe Johnny Cush would actually get me taken off of the internet because Johnny Cush did threaten that would happen.
Yeah, if it comes down to it and I have to pick a new co-host, yeah, we'll definitely be an open competition. There'll be an obstacle course. You'll have to do that pickle thing Opie did in college.
I'm voting for Jess.
Okay, I got one, Carl. Here we go.
So I was just listening to you two on WATP. And I got one word for you. Pedazzling. Yeah. Consider it. Great idea. Pedazzling. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. Vinny Winnie.
So that would be for the consequence. We have to put jewelry around our penises.
Yeah. We'd have to have disco balls, literally.
To draw more attention to our privates, is what you're saying.
See, when I flash them in public, I like to be a little more conspicuous.
Right.
I don't want people blinded when the light hits my testicles. Well, maybe I do, actually. That could be a fun power
move.
Could
be fun, yeah.
Did he whip out his penis? I can't tell. The sun was in my eyes. But I think so. All right, here's another one for you.
You know what, Carl? You might as well add fucking PCP and meth to the wheel.
Because
all you're going to do is sprinkle a little bit of oregano on some graphing paper, roll it up and smoke it, and gaslight everybody into thinking you did your fucking consequence.
I have a drop for that, gentlemen.
Fuck you!
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I don't know. I think he makes a good point.
I want to do meth and PCP. Why would I fake that?
Well, who's stopping
that's
you?
That's the fun consequence.
Who's stopping you?
I don't know, Jenny Jingles. I don't know who's stopping me. The law? I don't know. You're right. Good point.
Since when does the law stop you, Carl?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know what? Tonight's Bills game is going to be more fun than usual.
Pretend meth is a bicycle that somebody took.
Yes. I'm down. I'm in. All Let's right. do it.
Hey, Vinny or whatever intern is listening to this message. That dog eating the guy's ass shit. Oh, my God. Fucking Vinny Winnie. Vinny Winnie. I think you got this one this week, buddy. That's terrible. All of it. I kind of like had to throw up a little bit when I heard that. Anyway, shoot.
Yeah. Whoa, you got butt slammed.
Here we go. One more.
Carl, I think you might have brought the bigger creep was a college professor.
Yeah.
But I'm voting for Vinny because he was a chemical engineering professor. Fuck those guys.
I don't like people's voting criteria. A lot of people are like one-issue voters.
Yeah. So remember, you can vote this week, whoever you thought brought the biggest creep. And next week, if I win, Carl will be spinning the wheel of meth.
That's right. All meth. All the time.
Thanks, Nimrob71. That was very funny. All right, Carl. I guess that makes it time for a scum parade. If you're ready,
let's go.
Scum parade. Take me on a raid of these fuck charades that these creeps have made. Scum parade. Vinny and Carl gonna tell you about some fuck shit. Scum parade. Like stories of a kid fucked by his mom or dad. Soaking up the blood of a cat. Scum parade.
Carl, 71 votes have come in already on your consequence.
Okay, where are we looking? Where are we, what
I'll
are we
show you right
here?
Now. Here you go.
Dolphins. Okay.
Dolphins jersey at a Bills game is in the lead.
All right.
Considerably,
God,
folks.
That will not go well for me.
You can pick your player.
That will not go well.
I'll let
well
you pick your player on your player. Jersey.
Oh, can I pick Thurman Thomas played a season for the Dolphins.
I would love for you to have a Thurman Thomas Dolphins jersey. That would bring
Thomas
me nothing but joy.
For this, you would enjoy that?
Yes, I want one. Are you fucking kidding me? Hey, guess what I got, by the way?
What'd you get?
In the mail the other
an
day.
An STD. What?
Again, Vinny. Just wrap it up already. No, dude. I got a Lenny Dykstra jersey.
Oh, no shit.
Yes.
Phillies?
Yes, I got the Phillies one. Just in time for the Detroit show.
That's awesome.
No, dude, I'm so happy. It was on Mitchell and Ness, and I bought it immediately the second I saw one.
Congrats. Hey, I had a minute to think during that jingle.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, so Southern John called you, so he doesn't know that we're doing a show right now or he wouldn't have called you. Mm-hmm. Can you call him back live
nope.
on the show?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I don't do that.
I want to know what he wanted to say, though.
I'll find out after.
Yeah,
I'll
but
call
you can call him. You don't have to put up his side of the conversation. Just
I'm pretty
yours.
Sure I know what he wants.
What do you think?
I'm not going to get into it on here.
Oh. There are secrets being held.
Oh, yeah.
There are secrets being held from the creep-off audience.
Oh, there's secrets being held from everybody. You know, honestly, Carl.
Oh!
Carl.
Are people voting for this man who's keeping secrets from us? Is anyone going and voting for Vinny? Because this man is keeping secrets from us. It's kind of fucked up.
I'll let you in on a secret.
All right. I'm listening.
Shuli texted me the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, Vinny, are you really talking to John and stuff?
Oh, Shuli, he's always up to something.
And he was like,
that guy.
And he said, he said, are you recording the conversations?
Really?
He asked me that.
You can't do that.
And you know what I said?
That's a dirty pool.
You know what I said?
What'd you say?
Nothing. You know why?
Because you're John's friend.
Because I say nothing until it's time to say something.
Oh, so you are recording these conversations?
Nope.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Don't,
fuck
don't
no.
Don't do that.
Would never do that.
I also think
not.
That's illegal.
I would never do that, number one. And then number two, what I...
Uh-oh, what's going to reveal something? Let's go.
I'm really hoping for something awesome to come of this.
Oh, okay. That's a good teaser.
Because I feel like, how do I put this? A lot of relationships have not ended well for him.
All of them.
And I feel like maybe one can end well for him.
Whoa! Oh,
and not end, though. I feel like there could be something good here going on. And I'm hoping.
All right.
That's all I could say. Maybe I'll make an announcement at the Detroit show live.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, we'll look forward to that. All right.
You ready for some scum kids?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, you know what, though? Can I play you something really great?
Yeah, why not? We've gotten distracted enough.
We're just fucking having
fun
today. You
know, if Ray DeVito's still watching, he probably is not. He's sitting there going, this fucking guy, Carl, tells me to keep on track and not get off on little side things and tangents. And look at us. We're doing all of that right now.
Okay. Mr. Magenta.
Yes.
Has been doing some really cool work on the side for me.
Cool.
Making some new creep off themes. And he sent me this one. And he knows how much I love wrestling. But this is a great one that might possibly be our new Pedo Hunter Theater theme, Carl.
Ooh, all right.
If you like it.
We're hunting.
Hold on. I got to open this window. Sorry. Sorry,
sure,
kids.
Gotta make sure the people can hear it.
I care very much. This one is to the theme of the Big Show's music, if you recall the Big Show, Carl.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
We're hunting pedos. Gonna hunt some pedos tonight. Oh yeah, baby. We're hunting pedos. Crank one out, you're going to jail.
That's all of our. Okay. I love it. But the next bonus episode we do is going to be Pat O. Hunter Theater. I'll throw that out there. Excellent. I have something that I've been piling up. And Gordon Flowers is doing some great work right now.
Oh, good.
I'm watching a lot of different pedo hunters these days. I'm trying to diversify my portfolio, so
Gordon
to speak.
Gordon Flowers and I wear similar T-shirts.
Me too. I got the same one.
Yeah.
We're cool guys.
Lorenzo Ariola. Thanks, buddy. Thank you for the swag that you sent. Hey, I just got a notification that Centering John is live on YouTube. You want to snipe him for a second, see what he's talking about?
No.
Come on. He's your buddy. Let's see what he's talking about.
I don't want to swipe him. No.
Okay.
I want to – listen, dude, I'm not doing anything to John.
I am doing nothing. I didn't say we'd do anything bad.
John,
promoting his show.
I don't want anybody
today is
to
memory
assume
lane
that
Monday.
I'm doing something bad because here's the thing.
Memory
all
lane
you
Monday,
fucking guys
Vinny.
Can't let anything good ever happen. You got to ruin everything good. You're all a bunch of ruiners.
Okay. Let's get back on task.
Indiana, Carl.
Yes.
Where you'll be going soon if I have my way about it.
Okay.
An Indiana woman has been arrested recently after three sheriff's deputies pulled her over. Her name's Amanda Smith. She's 41 years old. Police say that during the investigation, officers suspected that there might be some drug activity happening.
Okay.
So they called over the canine dog, and the canine signaled that there was the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Now,
fucking narcs.
The second that dog started signaling and they wanted to search the vehicle, that's when our girl Amanda did the only smart, sensible thing. She clutched her chest and faked a heart attack.
Smart move.
It's the smartest move. So they go, oh no, they called an ambulance for her, and she's refusing any type of tests, anything that they could use to evaluate her condition. She won't even let them take her blood pressure.
Okay, maybe she didn't have this planned out very well after all.
Because she's having a heart attack. You can't take my blood pressure right now, don't you understand?
Right. Can we just let the heart attack subside first?
They get her to the hospital, right? And she refuses to take care of her clothes. She refuses to be looked at or seen by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that she was involved in an effort to conceal drugs.
Okay.
And the reason they thought that is because she refused all these things, but then also demanded to go to the bathroom by herself.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want your privacy still.
Yeah. Well, she finally admitted that she had a tiny bit of fentanyl hidden in her underwear.
Okay, that's where I keep my fentanyl also. It makes sense.
Well, the documents say that allegedly nurses spotted a plastic sandwich bag halfway hanging out of her vagina.
She sounds like fun.
And they made her, they performed a body scan on her because they didn't want to just start sticking their fingers in there. That's icky. And they noticed an abnormality in her pelvic area. So they removed what was an avocado-sized plastic sandwich bag. Inside of it were 38.9 grams of meth,
wow,
10.4 grams of crack, 9.2 grams of fentanyl. And then they started looking through her car, and they found gabapentin, naloxone, and buprenorphine. That's how you say that.
Yep.
And court documents said a notebook was also found in the car containing names, weights, dollar amounts, and drug types.
So she gave birth to a party. That's pretty fucking cool. But then, I don't think that she really had a plan for if I get pulled over, considering every single thing you could possibly have that proves you're a drug dealer was all right there in one place.
Was neatly tucked away.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dumb. She even had, because they have a photo of all of the shit that they confiscated here,
yeah.
She even had those little jewelry bags that are normally used for jewelry.
Yep.
And like a giant package of those in there. It's like, are you intending to distribute these drugs, ma'am? Oh, no, this is all personal use, sir. I'm addicted to a lot of different things right now.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Drugs. There's no drugs here. All there is a very, very tight vagina that you're not allowed to look inside of.
Also, this chick, Amanda Smith, like, my drug dealers suck because I got to go to one guy for my PCP. There's another guy who gets my coke. There's another guy for my fentanyl. If I just knew one person with all this stuff, a lot fewer inane conversations, fewer stops. More free time to do drugs.
I would disagree. If you're buying drugs from the woman who's got 40 grams of meth and 10 grams of crack in her vagina, I would think there'd probably be way more inane conversation.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. She's probably getting high in her own supply. Is that what you're thinking, Vinny?
I'm guessing. I'm assuming.
Now what's happening? You get another phone call?
I am.
Who's this one from?
Not John.
Okay, I was going to say, he's on a show. I doubt he's calling you now.
Yeah, so ladies,
now you're just showing off with how many friends you have over there. Wow.
Yeah, that's what it's like to have friends, Carl.
Can you call this episode Vinny Gets Distracted a Lot?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I feel bad. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, I can tell. I know. We had a package delivered you had to sign for. You're trying to find fucking... I think you were creating a poll as I was going through these creepos.
Yeah, it was way more interesting than listening to those two talk. Give me a break.
All right.
Give me a break. Let's see where your voting's at right now. Let's see what we got here.
Hold this on. Is the worst scum parade ever.
Ooh, 60% now.
60%? All right.
Yeah, Dolphins jersey. Okay.
Well, we shouldn't be telling people that because it might persuade them.
Carl, I got a fun one for
okay,
you.
Okay, where are we going? Louisiana?
Last week, yes. Last week we did Creepiest Professor.
Yes.
And I think I found a guy that we missed.
Mm.
What do you think? This guy's pretty fucking weird, right?
He's fun.
I think this guy falls under that category of creep who hasn't committed an actual crime.
Correct. Yeah, so we'll get into that.
Yeah. So a former college geography professor with an apparent clown fetish had to resign earlier after it was revealed he was asking female students to paint their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, girls love this kind of shit, I would assume.
Oh, of course.
Makeup party. We're going to paint our faces. This sounds like fun. For
makeup
the
tutorial. Yeah.
Yeah. So Joseph Tukash held two positions at two previous colleges. He was on track for tenure at Nicholas University in Louisiana before the student newspaper, Bunch of Busybodies,
yep,
exposed his creepy behavior in March.
Fucking tattletales over yeah. there.
He had to quit. The professor had not been secretive about his sexual fantasies before the report, posting about face painting and clowning on social media. On Reddit, let me show you this clip here, Carl.
I have to say the clowns are not funny, but a clown fetish is very funny.
It's hard to argue that.
This guy's getting off on putting clown makeup on young women, young attractive women.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I mean, if it's to humiliate them, then I can understand, but I think he like really gets into clowns a lot. In fact, has this guy ever been to a gathering of the Juggalos? He'd probably lose his fucking mind.
So hold on, here we go. This okay. is the Reddit post that he posted under the name Geography,
yeah,
because he's a geography professor.
Yeah, and actually that's what he called his class, right? He called it Geography.
Yeah.
So they made it very easy to track him down online.
It's always good to post pictures of your students that you've dolled up literally.
Could you imagine if Cardiff was a college professor and his final exam every year, he called it the Cardiff Electric exam. Like you just, if you're trying to keep your anonymity online, you want to be a little bit sly about it. You want to be a little sneaky.
And let me tell you something. If I was trying to keep my anonymity online, I would take Cardiff's class.
Right.
100%.
He's killing it.
So the post says this. I convinced pretty girls to let me paint their faces. Here are some of the results. Now,
yeah, this is like the weirdest walk of shame. Could you yeah. imagine these girls going to go back to their dorm room? They're just like, whoa, what was she getting up to last night? Holy yeah. fuck.
Looks like she's sucking up to the professor, Joe, yeah, again.
Someone's getting an A.
Someone's getting an A in geography. Now, he offered cash to any student willing to paint their faces.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, one of these students, Sophie Levin, first accounted him when he was 28 years old on a Facebook group for incoming Kent State students where he previously was employed in 2017.
Kent State?
Yes. Haven't they had enough tragedy?
I believe that's where the Z-Man got a 2.3 GPA.
2.3, huh?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
So Levin was 18. She accepted, enticed by the cash and her own interest in movie makeup. She said things quickly turned creepy.
Yeah, go! I can't believe with all this clown makeup, things got creepy.
So he wanted to take her into the empty campus building where the geography department was located, where he painted her face. She said she felt weird about that, and he became very aggressive. After she stopped responding to his incessant requests to participate, she filed a police report with the Kent State Police Department. She said, I felt like the school would want to know about it. I thought maybe they could prevent anything bad from happening since the other girls would go with him. So he was being like, no, come on, come with me. We're going to paint your face over here. Come with me. He was like, this is like that scene in Goodfellas where De Niro's like, yeah, yeah, go down there to the right.
Yep.
You're going to go to the right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I got to go, Jimmy. I got to go. That's exactly what this woman did to this professor. And he was not happy about it.
No.
Because he kept sending her messages, and she told him to cease communication, and he did for a while. And then months later, around midnight, she suddenly received a text of a selfie of this guy's sad-looking face covered in white face paint. Well, there was no message. His shirt read, I'm not a failure. And here is that picture right there.
Aw, poor guy.
I'm not a failure.
Aw, he just wants to paint a girl's face. What's the problem?
Well, that he's a pervert.
Oh, right.
Allegedly. That's is the problem.
That is a problem.
Now,
Nimrob71, he dropped a jug of load. It's pretty good. Thank you, Nimrob. $2. Appreciate it.
So because of the situation at Kent State, he left the school and found another job. And apparently, none of this stopped when he went to his new school at Northern Illinois State or Nicholas State.
That's not how that works. You don't break an addiction because you get a new job.
That's right. Now, student journalists with the Nichols Worth, which is the state at Nichols, or the school newspaper at Nichols University, discovered the Joeography, a word he'd used to promote his class materials, was also the username of a Reddit user who posted about the clown fetish. Additionally, a YouTube account under the name Joe Tokosh, his actual name, posted at least two videos in 2020 of a man throwing pies at a woman.
So what you're telling me right now is that this school newspaper at a school no one's ever heard of did better investigative journalism than CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, any of these when Hunter Biden's laptop came out. No one could look into anything, but these people were able to figure out this guy's Reddit account and other profiles online and tie it all together.
Hey,
interesting.
If I told you that these pictures were from Hunter Biden's laptop, you'd believe me,
of
right?
Of course I would. The craziest shit in the world is on that laptop.
I want to see Hunter Biden in cloud makeup eating the sandwich off a hooker.
All right. Well, let me put it in the Hunter Biden Google machine. And there it is.
Yep, there it is. Now, Nicholas Worth editor-in-chief Sally Ann Torres interviewed six female students who shared their experiences with him. Some said they agreed in exchange for extra credit. The woman said he sometimes giggled as he painted their faces in his office.
Again, not a crime.
Again, I agree. I wasn't just this innocent thing that a lot of these girls thought it was, Torres said. As a professor or teacher, that is so many students are supposed to trust, to use his power to ruin that trust and to do these things. And that makes me angry for them.
I mean, they're getting a little bit heavy-handed in this
article. Oh, God, of course.
Relax. The guy
so,
quit.
It's we'll fine. End it there. Yeah, now he quit his job. But...
Well, the best sentence in this article is at the end, it says, he has not been charged with any crimes related to face painting. Are there crimes related to face painting, Vinny? Can he be charged with crimes related to face painting?
If you paint a swastika on someone's face, you will go
maybe,
to jail.
Maybe, yeah, there you go.
You will go to jail.
I don't think that's true, though. I don't think you can... I don't think there are any crimes related to face painting
All right.
that exist on the books.
All right. Well, let's keep moving, shall we?
Yes.
This is a fun one. I think I have this guy. No, shit, I don't. Now, a 31-year-old guy named Michael Justin Ortiz in Tampa, Florida, started getting into an online relationship with a 14-year-old girl back in 2020.
Okay.
I highly recommend not doing this.
Right. Probably not a great idea. You probably don't have a ton in common.
Yeah.
See I mean, the new Barbie movie? Yeah.
These winter-spring relationships, kids. You don't want these. Fast forward 3 years, and it's become a problem, Carl. Ortiz pretended to be the girl's classmate at Miami Northwestern Senior High School in the years before they met, even name-dropping several of her teachers.
So, finally, we've been covering this a lot lately, people pretending to be high school students who aren't. Finally, a good reason to fuck a high school student.
Yeah.
This is the only reason that's acceptable, to pretend you're a high school student. Yeah.
That's right. And they chatted on social media for years, Carl.
Uh-huh.
And then, after a while, he was like, you want to be my girlfriend? And she's like, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend if you'll be my boyfriend. And he was like, I'll be your boyfriend. And then they were like online boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, they made it official.
Yeah.
They even talked about buying a house together.
Which is a weird thing for a high school kids to do.
If you talk to a high school girl or a teenager about buying a house, you're gay. That's gay.
You just want to put curtains in it. You gay.
Yeah, that's not good. How do you want to decorate? Ugh.
So... I find this really weird that maybe she didn't put together that he was 31 at that point.
Yeah.
What he's talking about, down payments
so listen,
and mortgage rates.
Vinny, now I know the girls are way, way older, but wouldn't this be easier to pull off on a college campus?
Yes.
You could be a 30-year-old college student. You can't be a 30-year-old high school student. And I get it. The girls are 19. It's gross. I'm just saying that'd probably be a better plan.
So in June... they had met up. He bought her a promise ring. They finally got together at the victim's aunt's house. And he told her to meet him across the street so that the aunt wouldn't see him. That's their first meeting.
Yep.
Oh, finally, my boyfriend who brought me a promise ring and we're going to buy a house together is here. But he can't be seen by my family. It's because the guy has a full fucking neck beard.
Yep. And he's balding.
Yeah, he's got a worse hairline than me.
He does not look like a high school student. Let's put it that way.
So by this time, the victim's 17, and despite comments that he looked older than the age of 20 that he was claiming to be at this point, the pair went on and had 3 sexual encounters. On one occasion, they went to the movies, where Ortiz guilt-tripped her into having sex in the backseat of his car after the film. Well, he bought popcorn.
Well, yeah, no shit. And that soda wasn't free, you know. I know the refills were free, but I had to buy that soda.
It's a big soda. It costs a lot of money, honey.
That's an expensive fucking soda.
The victim's mother became concerned and asked to see a photograph of her boyfriend. And after this daughter had alleged he was only 18 years old.
Right.
It's because she didn't want to get in trouble. After getting Ortiz's name and phone number, the girl's mother Googled him and found out he was 31. And she called the police. Now, according to the police warrant, he was arrested on last Tuesday, and he's currently being held at the Turner Gilfil Knight Correctional Center on $500,000 bail.
So he does not fall under the Romeo and Juliet clause that I learned about last week in Florida, where you can have sex with a 16 or 17 year old girl if you are 24 or younger.
If you're into stupid poetry,
that
you're
was
allowed.
The Romeo and Juliet clause that exists in that state. And again, this article, I hate to point this out, bad journalism. It leaves out the girl's cup size. I don't understand why these articles are not including relevant information. Speaking of cup size, Vinny, yeah. I know we have a couple super chats to get caught up on, but I want to get to this one before our last story. No, it's down. It's from our friend Mint. Yep.
There she is.
ASC Presents. My friend Mint Sale says, don't make Carl drive to Gary. We can't afford to lose him to violent youths. I believe Mint lives in Indiana, if I'm not mistaken.
No, she lives down in Ohio, I think.
Is it Ohio?
Yeah, they live down by Cincinnati. Carl, can I point this out to you? And to Mint as well. I think you'd be safer in Gary, Indiana.
It's possible.
Than in the New Era
Field. People are just as drunk.
And a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah, I know. So I just want to congratulate Mint. She's gone viral.
What happened?
In the last day or two.
Yay.
Barstool Sports posted her video of her going off about how much Star Wars sucks. And it's gotten a lot of attention. I'll put it that way.
Congratulations, Mint.
Yes, it's very cool to see that Barstool was picking up on her rant video about Star Wars.
All right. Well, we'll hit the super chats in just a minute. We got a bunch to catch up on. Clay County, Indiana, Carl.
Yes.
We're back there.
Indiana. And, man, could you just put in the chat if you live in Indiana or not? I thought that's what Hannah told me.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Carl.
I haven't been wrong before, but there's a first time for everything, Vinny.
Carl, I need to show you the mugshot of our final creep.
Yeah, this guy's a winner.
This guy's picture sums him up pretty well.
Yep.
That mugshot is exactly what's going on. What you see is what you get. That's the genuine article right there. A man who inadvertently recorded himself murdering his mother's boyfriend will spend the next 85 years behind bars. That is the face of a guy who they just said, hey, dude, we have the recording right here. We know what you did.
He was leaving a voicemail, and he forgot to hang up the phone before committing a murder. And the worst part is that he yelled out, my name is Cody Wade, and I'm murdering my mother's boyfriend with a knife right now. It's like, you don't have to yell that out, sir. That's very incriminating.
Dude, I have the greatest board in the world, but I can never find what I'm looking for.
I noticed that.
The worst.
But this is why murderers prefer texting to leaving voicemails. If you ever have someone who doesn't want to leave a voicemail or call you, this is why. Because they might be committing murder. And then that'll be evidence.
And he was leaving a voicemail for his mother.
For his mother.
The one who's dating the guy that he murders.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a sweet voicemail.
He had left the voicemail on his mother's phone right before the murder happened. However, he failed to hang up the phone and ended up recording the entire incident as a voicemail on his mother's phone.
Hey, Mom, it's your son, Cody. Just want to know how much you love your new boyfriend, Carl. I'm just curious how much you love him. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, so for this court case for this fucking guy, all they did was play the recording. That was all they had to do.
That's all they had to do. And 85 years in prison for this asshole.
Oh, all I want is the fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm music under that.
Yeah, I should have it on my board.
Oh, man.
Whatever. More
who
copyright
cares?
Strikes.
Who
gives a shit?
Gives a shit?
Who needs it?
Carl, let's hit those voicemails up.
You mean the super chats?
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Yep, that's all right.
Our boy Lockie says, okay, maybe just a little CP.
No,
CP,
no!
Lockie,
no! Jesus Christ.
Why do I have to keep telling you?
He's going
to
get our whole operation taken down, this guy. Dang Lizard with 5 euros. Vinny is SJ's last real friend, so vote against him. You know, that could be true. It's so sad. Oh, well.
Aloha, Vinny. Subreddit surfing. Let's go. That's right. Tonight.
Tonight.
At 8
season
o'clock.
Season 2 starts, kicks off.
Yeah, man. I'm very excited. We are actually doing a contest, Carl.
Oh, yeah?
We are doing the Win the Subreddit Surfing Producer Contest.
All right.
Producer job contest. And we have two people competing. And boy, have they really brought it so far.
That's great
I'm
to hear.
I'm excited.
Anyone I know?
Dylan from somewhere.
Okay. I know Dylan.
And then Jimmy. A guy named Jimmy.
Okay. Great.
He's great.
Excellent.
The heckler said, this is the worst thing to happen on September 11th.
My sister was born on this day. That was also not the greatest.
Hey, you know what? Ironically, so was mine.
That's right. We've talked about this before. Yeah. You and I have exact half birthdays with each other.
Yep.
And our sisters were born on September 11th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you suck and I'm awesome. So the similarities end there. Anthony comes in with $2. New consequence. Loser has to befriend Johnny Kush.
You know, Johnny, I just like the cut of your vibe, man.
Dude, I would love for you to be friends with both Johnny and Johnny.
Sorry, that'd be a Johnny. Fun show. John, and Vinny.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay, Nimrod, back to it. He just dropped a jug of load, and then our girl Mint.
Yeah, go back to the regular chat. I just wanted to see if Mint got back to me. Kentucky, damn it. You were right. Near Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Look how awesome you are.
I'm an idiot.
Dylan
I don't know why
says
I thought
vote
Indiana.
For him. Now, folks,
you're getting very confusing now. We're voting for Vinny and Carl and now Dylan. It's just too many contests going on.
We got a poll
that's up there right now. It's too much.
So join us tonight on the Subreddit Surfing YouTube channel and on Cardiff Electric's channel. We're going to be...
Or watch the Bills versus the Jets.
Hey, when I'm done over ESPN. There, when I'm done over here, I might swing by your house. You're going to
we'll
be watching
there, buddy.
It?
Yep.
All right. Am I invited?
You are welcome to come over. Yes. We'll be there. My wife has already made the chili. It's fantastic.
Ah,
had it before I came over here.
All right. So, folks, that is this week's Creep Off. You are the best in the world. We love you.
You're the best of the worst.
The best of the worst. That is you.
Yes.
You Creep Off listeners. And if you want to vote this week, visit thecreepoff.com. And if you want to vote on whether Carl has to drive to Gary or wear a Dolphins jersey at a Bills game, visit Patreon. You can find the link to that on thecreepoff.com, ironically, as well as our Supercast and Backbuy. We get bonus episodes every week. It's Man, nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
See ya! It's the wrong one.
It's the intro.
I'm stupid.
Anally raping children.
Hello, Detroit. You won my heart. This is gonna be
You, my friend, have committed a crime.
Why do you need to?